Every day I go to work and I look at my employment and I say, I love my employment. I'm an artist at loving my employment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I'm an artist at loving my employment. I look around at my workplace, whatever it may be, and I love every bit of it. If I'm a gardener, I love the plants I plant. I love the trees I work with. My employer says, change this or change that or do this. And I say, super, that'll be different. That'll be lovely. Glad to do anything that I am asked to do because I love my employment. If I'm in my workplace and I'm in an office and I'm working with other people, before I start work each morning, I take a second and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then I say, I like everyone in this office. I like all the staff, all the bosses, all the people in this office. I think they're wonderful, beautiful, fantastic people. They're great. They're super. They're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They are unconditionally loving people as I am. And I look around the office and I see all is in order. I see everything is neat in order. I see everything smoothly working in its divine way. Whatever the purpose of the office may be, it is functioning and accomplishing that beautifully. But I go a step further. I see every person in the office harmonious, unconditionally loving toward themselves and others. I see this as the most ideal employment I have ever known in my life. Every single person delights in being themselves and having fun. Every single person in my associates here in my office, in my employment, wherever I may be, whether it's a store or a business office, or whether it's at home, is taking care of the house, whatever my employment may be, I go around with a smile on my face and joy in my heart, and I say, this is good and very good. And then, as I go through my day, I look for all things that make it more joyful. I look for things that I can do to contribute to my employment to make it a more healthy place. I look at my employment and I do everything I can do to make it a more loving place. And I unconditionally love everybody in my world, and so therefore everybody in my world is fun to be with. I am the artist loving my employment. Now, we don't think of ourselves as being an artist with employment very often, but we should, we could, we can, we will, we do. You're the artist. And wherever you go, you're an artist, whether you like it or not. This is just the way our nature is as an artist. We are creators. We are an artist. We are out there putting down onto canvas or putting down into our thought or putting down into our heart and mind whatever the world is. And it's not a matter of what the world appears to be. We are not one to be limited by appearances. We look at the world and see it as it really is. A loving, outstanding, unconditionally loving, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious place. That's a good word. We see it as a fabulous place, something super, something wonderful, something where everybody feels harmony and happiness and goodness toward one another, all with the objective of making the purpose of our employment fulfilled. All with the purpose of making the purpose of our employment something that accomplishes the goal of the company or the factory or the people, the place. And now, we may not be in harmony with all the things they're doing because they may be doing things that are not totally harmonious, but we can paint our picture and mentally paint everyone harmonious. We can mentally paint our picture with everyone in our team as a harmonious group. And we can mentally paint our picture of our employment doing things that are a blessing and a joy to the world. And as we do this, Everything is a blessing and a joy to the world. Everything is a fabulous place. We are the creators, the artists. I am the artist of my workplace. I am the artist of all the things that I do. I am the artist of all the people I meet. I am the artist of all the experiences that I have, no matter what they may be. Now, if our company is putting out a product that we are not totally happy with, and we're working there, and we don't mind working there, but we'd like to correct that situation, then we start seeing that every product that our company puts out is commendable, is noteworthy, is worthwhile in every respect. We begin to see our company as the highest quality producer of quality products for whatever its purpose is. If the quality of the product for one reason or another is a little less than perfect, we immediately see it ideal. We see it. We have ideal products. But they're not. They're not. That doesn't matter. You start saying, we have ideal products. We have ideal products. We have ideal products. And before you know it, your infusion of confidence and love and the recognition of truth of the ideal products begins to somehow come forth, somehow bubble out, somehow be revealed. And as we do that, we're not negative, we're not hateful, we're not unkind to anything. We just see the highest and the best of the company being fulfilled in every employee, starting with us. We see the highest and best of the company fulfilled in every person, every employee, every product, but starting with us. And as we start with us, we find that we are really on the right road and beautiful things take place. Every place of employment can be a delight for us as we go to work each day. We choose to go to work. We choose to have some things that demand our attention. We could stay at home and work in our garden. We could do all sorts of other things that would be fulfilling and rewarding. But we choose an employment. That's just the way we have chosen. And so then we decide, since we've chosen an employment, and since we've chosen to work for a place, let's paint that as an artist and make that into the most delightful, glorious place of any in the world. It is the perfect place to work. It is the perfect place to go each day. It is filled with love. It is filled with joy. It's filled with peace. It's filled with all that is good. Nary a discouraging word. Always everything harmonious. The employees speak with one another in uplifting, happy tones. Hi, how are you doing today? You look great. Okay, let's get on that project now. This is my idea, and this is a good idea. And so you may have a product that you're putting out day after day, which is the same, and it still wants your loving attention. Every piece of merchandise that you handle, you process, you sell, however you are there in the employment, you put in it your love. You put in it your confidence. You put in it your satisfaction. You put in it a little bit of you. And you say, bless you, go forth and do good. Bless you, go forth and do good. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And as you do this, you just feel so wonderful, so 10 feet tall, so fantastic. And everything you do is a beautiful, glorious experience. But it's only because you have put the cause in motion and you have done whatever it's necessary to do to make it a workable program. You're the artist of your employment. How are you going to be an artist of it? I'm the artist of my employment. I live in paradise here at the monastery, the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. I am in paradise. Every walk I take each day around the campus, blessing every inch of it, and blessing myself, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm fantastic. And I get back to my workspace, my office. I get back to the Hermitage, and I sit at my computer, and I say, every word I write is a word of love. And I sit down and make my talks for the morning, for the thought for today, or whatever other talks I make, or the preparing seminars and various other things. And I say, I am filled with brilliance, genius, love, Everything I speak, everything I say, every word, every dream, every idea that's in my heart is a good word, is good, fantastic in every way. And truly, it is fantastic in every way. And all the things that I do are fantastic in every way. It's a good, good, good experience and a good, good, good program for me and for everyone else. But I am the artist of my employment. I am the artist of where I work. I am the artist of what I do. I am the artist of the people I associate with. I am the artist of the product that we bring forth. I am the artist of the work that we do. I am the artist of everything. Everything in my employment. I may be employed as a freelancer. I may be employed as a salaried person or a wage person. I may be employed under many different circumstances. But however I am employed, I am always the master. However I am employed, I am the one who puts the cause in motion that all is good and very good. However I am employed, I see it done now in joy and harmony and peace and glory and goodness. However it is done, I see me at work sharing with all my world how great I am, how good I am by my thoughts, by my actions, by my expectation of who I am, and seeing it done right now, living in the now, being so delighted because it's not something I have to wait for it to be done. I'm at home, or I'm walking to work, or I'm driving to work, or I'm going into my room, my workroom, whatever it may be. And as I do this, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and I surround my work with my pure white light of love, and I say everything in my employment is my pure white light of love. All is good and very good. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is who I am, and it is so great. But this is only true if and when I have made the choice of being the kind of person that I am. Now, I never have to worry about me thinking I'm superior to anything. I never have to worry that anything is superior to me. I only concern myself with the idea that all is good and very good. I am the artist, and I am painting what I choose to see. And in my employment, I choose to see all in right action, all in harmony, all in goodness. I choose to see everyone being beautiful and wonderful to each other. I choose to see the support of magnificent people who are intelligent, who do not need to belittle another to prove their intelligence. They show the world how intelligent they are by calling everything in it good and very good. I call everything in my world good and very good. And truly, everything in my world is good and very good. And because it's good and very good, it works beautifully, successfully, happily, harmoniously with me. And I feel so wonderful about it. Because that's what the world is all about. That's who I am all about. And that's why I like me, and I like everyone in my world. That's why whenever I think of my employment, it's a happy thought. Oh, my, my, uplifting and joyous thought. A crazy, wonderful thought. I feel super. And every time I think of any of my coworkers, I think, what wonderful people I have associated with me. How fantastic they are. And then I think, yes, she does this and he does that. And they do this and they do that. And they're so wonderful and they're so thoughtful and they're so harmonious with one another and with me. Starting out with me. Always starting out with me. If I start out with me as a happy person, as a joyful person, as a good person, as a fantastic person, then you can be sure, I can be sure, that all the people I meet, all the people I associate with all day long are super happy, fantastic people, now and always. They are the greatest people on the face of the earth. Because they are my creation, and they are my creation of good and very good. And because they're my creation of good and very good, they are everlasting. Everlasting and consistent forevermore. Have a lovely day, and know that with all my heart and soul. I love you. I love you. I love you.